Three teenagers were charged this week with arson in connection with the fire that destroyed the historic Shakespeare Theater in Stratford. And a lawyer representing one of the young men tells Hearst Connecticut Media that the teens will likely be charged with at least four other recent fires in the area. Arson was also the cause of some of the wildfires that devastated California last year. State insurance officials there say claims totaled $11.4 billion in November alone. We wanted to look at why people set fires, and we're joined now by Doug Fields, a neuroscientist and author of the book Why We Snap on the neuroscience of aggression. He's also written about arson for Psychology Today. He joins us by phone from Maryland. Doug Fields, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me on your program.
You cite a study that finds more than 260,000 fires are deliberately set every year. What are some of the reasons that people do this?
Yes, well, that's a serious problem. 440 people are killed in these fires per year in the United States. Well, we need to distinguish arson that's committed as a weapon, a covert destructive act. The current example are the sad church burnings in Louisiana, from pyromania, which is committed by people with this overwhelming compulsion to light fires. They're attracted to fire. They have this sense of thrill and excitement in anticipating the behavior, and a sense of enormous relief after having done so. That's considered an aspect of mental illness. However, pyromania is not a mental illness, but rather a behavior that is manifest by a wide range of underlying mental illnesses.
In the string of recent fires here in Connecticut, three teenagers are charged with arson, and of course, teenage vandalism is nothing new. So I'm wondering, when does it stop being vandalism and start being arson?
Well, it's common for pyromania and many mental illnesses to become manifest during adolescence. In fact, fire starting is in adolescence is a predictor of developing schizophrenia in adulthood. People who are convicted of fire starting are four times more likely, fire starting crimes are four times more likely to be receiving mental health treatment for psychiatric illnesses. And again, these illnesses begin to play out during adolescence when the brain is still developing, and particularly when systems involved in the brain, prefrontal cortex primarily, that control impulses, these systems in the brain are not fully developed yet.
And so what are some of the warning signs or characteristics of people who might be inclined to set fires?
Well, most of these individuals are male, two-thirds, but also a third are female. The females are different. They're more likely to suffer depression, substance abuse, personality disorder. The risk factors are sexual abuse, having experienced sexual abuse. These people feel socially isolated. They lack coping skills. They have a much higher rate of suicide. And predictors are such things as animal cruelty, collecting matches and lighters and being drawn to fire, burning holes and things, and that sort of behavior.
So how do you think the criminal justice system should treat arsonists? I mean, should there be more of a focus on rehabilitation?
Well, that's a great question, and the pendulum has swung back and forth throughout history and regarding this as a crime or an illness, and that's very important because what's the proper approach? Is it treatment or punishment? So this is a real ethical dilemma. Clearly, one aspect, as I was talking about pyromania, is an aspect of mental illness, and there is effective treatment. Cognitive behavioral therapy, for example, is effective. And punishment in those cases is not likely to be very effective in the same way that people who suffer self-harm, cut themselves, for example, as a result of an underlying illness, are not likely to be dissuaded from that behavior by punishment. Mm. You need a psychiatric diagnosis and treatment.
Well, thank you, Doug Fields, a neuroscientist and author of the book Why We Snap on the neuroscience of aggression. He's also written about arson for Psychology Today. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WNPR.